Hey Heartbreakers, welcome back to another Breakdown bonus episode. And this is just going to be a reactionary and commentary episode from yours truly. I mean, I feel like really at this point in the 4.5 years of doing this podcast, we've really like hammered home just about every topic with experts and whatnot. But this was one of those episodes that was just so outlandish with what happened that I was like, oh my God, I just feel like we need to have a little girl chat about it. So obviously, if you haven't listened to the episode, highly recommend checking it out because it's such a wild story. But I'll go through it, recap it for you, and we'll do a little bit of reaction and commentary on the episode. So let's just get right into it. So I think this was a situation that a lot of women have found themselves in. You know, you're on a dating app, you're just looking for a casual situation. She's on Hinge, she matches with this guy, and it starts off pretty well. I mean, when it comes to a casual relationship, I feel like the one rule is just communicate. Do you guys have the same expectations? Do you guys think you're in the same stage of the relationship that you both have that expectation for? And they both expressed that they just wanted something casual. And so that's how it starts. And then where I think it gets kind of interesting is where she said that he was even kind of pushing some exclusivity, which is such a vulnerable position to be put in, because if you're a chick and you're having this relationship with this really hot guy that, you know, maybe you would date, like if it was going somewhere, but you really only had the intentions of having a casual relationship, you see this hot guy saying, oh, I just want you to be exclusive. Of course, you're gonna kind of catch those feelings and go, okay, well, maybe I'll be exclusive too. Like maybe I won't get on the apps. But I think we can see in hindsight that this maybe is even kind of a form of control from this guy saying, oh, he's being exclusive, but really maybe he's just acting like he's exclusive so that you don't go off and bang other dudes or have other relationships or find somebody else and move on. Which is so aggravating and just such a reflection of just how I feel like society views sex in general for men and women. Like, it's okay for men to bang all these people and it doesn't have any kind of implications on how other people view them or their reputation. Whereas women, if you have sex with multiple people, then somehow you're seen as like degraded or devalued. And I feel like maybe this was a possible manipulation tool to, I guess, just keep her solely reserved for him. Ew, it like just feels so icky to even vocalize or think about if that was even the case. I mean, obviously I wasn't interviewing this guy, so who really knows what his tactics were, but I was thinking back to her story and thinking, wow, that's kind of effed up in the sense that he was probably in a relationship physically with multiple women and was conveying this false sense of exclusivity so maybe she wouldn't go out and do anything that would make him jealous or insecure or make him think less of her. Like, I don't even know. It's ridiculous. But this goes on for months and she's thinking that they're exclusive, or I guess just hanging out exclusively, but they're not specifically dating. But obviously the big shocking part of this entire story is, okay, it's one thing to say that we're exclusive, but then you take me to your birthday party and then you proclaim in front of everybody that I'm with you exclusively, or like I'm your girl and I'm getting introduced to your friends. That's the part that I don't understand. We can psychoanalyze the whole exclusivity thing with maybe him just wanting to keep her for himself, and then maybe he could be selfish and step out on her, whatever. The proclaiming her in front of his entire friend group and then literally, allegedly banging somebody else in the bathroom at that same party is crazy work. He introduced her like a trophy and then completely treated her like an option. And obviously now, again, this is all hindsight. We can look at this entire situation and go, okay, these are all red flags. But in that moment, and you really like this guy and he's cool and he's introducing you as his girl, like, of course you're gonna be excited about this whole situation. But I think now knowing the whole story, we can see that getting hard launched, like again, a trophy, getting hard launched at a birthday party, this really big public setting, where once again, you really haven't had like a defining the relationship talk. It's him once again controlling the narrative, controlling the environment in which he's defining the relationship. Like, you don't hard launch somebody in a setting where it's just kind of like catching you off guard. Like, that's a chaos environment. There's alcohol, there's these random girls who allegedly he's also been with. It's just not the, it's giving red flags, which is tough because in that moment, it doesn't feel like a red flag. It feels like, oh my God, I've won. Like, he picked me. And then, of course, let's get into the mistake. She's hanging out with her girls, hanging out, chatting, talking with people. And then she sees him leave a bathroom with this woman, which is wild. Like, you know, it's going to get back to her, to this girl that you've been having this quote unquote exclusive relationship, situationship with. So what a weird dynamic to hard launch and then immediately do something that you know is probably going to sabotage, not probably, is going to sabotage the relationship. Because of course, things end and they do get back together, which again is so easy to fall into. Like, we have all been there. But when a man embarrasses you publicly like that, like, that's not a mistake. That is a character trait. That is a wild choice for him to make. And especially since there really hadn't been any other, I'm assuming, major mistakes other than that one, because we didn't hear about them. When that happens and you feel really selected and chosen by somebody that you really like and you really get along with, and they come back around and say that they want to try things again, like, I think it's so easy to go, well, it was just one thing. It was just one time where that happened. And maybe it was a mistake. And maybe they had a history. I don't know. Or maybe he's grown up and now things are going to be different this time. And the one thing that I've heard a lot from people who go back to these relationships where there's a really messy or mistake made that ended the relationship, but when something like that happens and maybe you get cheated on or whatever, you tend to look back on the early days of that relationship when things are sparkly and perfect and wonderful and like literally life can't get any better. And when someone goes back to that person, you're not necessarily choosing that person. You're choosing the idea of that person that you have in your head. You're choosing the memory of all the good times that you had in the first couple months of that relationship. And so, yes, in hindsight, we can all say, like, absolutely should not have gotten back together with him, whatever, all the things, shouldn't have stuck around with him that long. There were red flags for days. But I think that's something most people can relate to, is when you have that really sparkly, shiny new situationship, is you're just constantly trying to get back to that. And if someone comes around and says that you can get back to that, like, who wouldn't say yes to that? Like, yeah, I don't want to go back on the single market again. I want those fun, happy, easygoing moments where it felt like this was just the easiest thing in the world. But ultimately, this is a cautionary tale. It is a canon event, as most of us have been through. And I think the real lesson we can take from this is that this was a man who chose chaos at this birthday party. He made a very public choice. And I think when you make a decision that bold, it's safe to say it's probably not something that's going to end well, even though you want it to, even though you think, well, it was just one thing that happened because everything else was great. It was one thing that happened. If he never does that again, it'll be great. But it was a bold, bold, bold decision. And ultimately, you can't really build something healthy out of something that really was humiliating, if you think about it. Like, it wasn't just like, oh, he cheated on you in private. And he's like, no, I'll be back. Like, this man, again, from this story, took a girl in front of everybody into this bathroom after he's publicly declared you as his lady. So I think we can all say we were very stressed for her listening to this story. But I think we can also see a lot of ourselves in her as well. It's a thing that happens to every girl in their 20s, 30s, whenever it happens to you. And reliving it, I think, reminds us all that we're better off without our toxic situationships. So if a man's going to cheat on you like this in public, don't go back to him. And also, and I know it's easier said than done, but at the end of the day, it's really that simple. If someone can disrespect you that quickly, that publicly and that easily, that's not your person. That is a lesson. The hard part of this whole story is you do have to let go of who you thought somebody was. You have to get over the relationship you thought you were having. But the truth is, who they show you are in those moments, I mean, that's who they are. When someone shows you who they are, believe them. And you deserve better than that. So get on after it on Hinge, have your relationships, whatever they look like, whether you are exclusive with someone, whether you're keeping it casual, whether you are searching after your person, always take a closer look at their actions. Even if they're saying one thing, they could totally be fooling you behind closed doors. And I hope it doesn't take you getting cheated on at a birthday party for you to find out. I'll see you whenever you decide to tune in next.